You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
Wow, it's weird. It's almost like this isn't the most racist country of all times, considering how many of these bullshit race hoaxes that are out there. This one's a wild one, considering it's what we all knew was coming. It's AI, son of a bitch. Here you've got AI, and it's not, everyone thought AI was going to be used to have some sort of creepy porn thing to bring somebody down. No, of course not. Here it's going to be used for racisms, boys. Hate crimes, if you will. Some sort of Ultron Smollett. Anyhow, here's this black dude. He was the athletics director at this high school, and he did not like his white principal. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get another job. That white racist son of a bitch. I'm going to show him. I'm going to get a different job at a competing school and beat his high school football team. No. That's too much fucking work. Here's what I'll do. I'll get somebody to make an AI-generated hate crime. And I'll then give it to students to pass around. And I'll try to get somebody fired. And wait, it worked for a little bit. This principal over here ended up resigning. Could you imagine being this principal? You're sitting there going, no, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything about black kids or geez. That's fake. It's AI. And all of the liberals in this high school around him. Sure thing. They definitely sided with the black dude. They ain't seen any racism come from this white dude. He's a white principal in a public school. He's a lefty. See, you lefties are going to get got by your own. Right? So all of the teachers are definitely going to take the black dude's side. And then for months, he's probably going, no, for real, they didn't say it. And then it turns out, boom, AI generated. And again, it sounds like everything written by a fucking white liberal with a gunt for Netflix. This stupid fucking script. He's yelled about black kids. And then at the end of it, he goes, and I'll get you, Jews. It's fucking insane. Doesn't make any sense. Well, I mean, it makes sense. If you're creating something from the mind of a racist liberal trying to paint somebody else as a racist, then it makes all total sense. Hate hoax, high school athletic director arrested for allegedly using AI-generated deepfake audio to frame a principal. Took months for them to work this out, by the way. This guy's name is DeZone Darian. He was 31, and he was working for Pikesville High School. And so the principal over here was accused of uttering slurs about black and Jewish people. The Asians were able to escape because the Asians are essentially white supremacist adjacent. Darian was accused of creating the audio depicting a leaked recording that surfaced in January. Pikesville High School principal Eric Eastwort appeared to deride black and Jewish students and staff members. It's a lot of work. I wonder what his beef was with this principal. What was the dude showing up late to work? Like, what was his beef that he's like, I got to get rid of that son of a bitch. I will invoke racisms. But there you go. I mean, this is why we're going to have to be overly cautious. There seems to be a lot of race hoaxes out there. It's almost like the supply of racism isn't meeting the demand. Wow, it's weird because this is like the most racist America's ever been, right, lefties? You stupid fucking idiot lefties. By the way, the dude, I don't know if he was fleeing. The way this guy got arrested. So they were looking for him, right? And the way that he got arrested was they found him because he was trying to board an airplane to Houston. Was he making a run for that border, boys? He was jumping on a plane to Houston and he had a gun on him. This guy is all sorts of just bad ideas. He's got some real bad decision skill making brain cells. I'm going to leave. Okay, well, Limit your luggage. Just do a carry-on, man. Right? Maybe some pants, some clothes, maybe a credit card, right? You're gonna flee. Keep it simple. No, I'm gonna take a gun.
Don't do that. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
You're not an illegal alien. You gotta go through TSA.
Idiot. This dude. Days on over here, was apprehended as he attempted to board a flight to Houston. Baltimore County Police Chief, they got him. They found him. He was stopped for having a gun on him, and airport officials saw that there was a warrant for his arrest. Police said that they did not know whether he was trying to flee.
I don't know. Let's see. He just got caught framing a principal with racisms, and now he's jumping on an airplane with a gun. Yeah, no. He was just going to go sightseeing, you fucking morons. Idiots. But there you go. That's weird. He was trying to scream racisms and a hate crime against this white principal, and he got arrested for faking all of it, but he didn't get charged with a hate crime. Wow. Again, hate crimes are stupid. I hear you. But boy, it's interesting that these people who commit hate crimes, who aren't white, never get hit with a hate crime extension or amplifier, whatever the hell the thing is. Bullshit fucking nonsense. But anyway, wow. AI, boys. AI. I wasn't going to believe most of this bullshit racism stuff anyway. Thanks. Again, don't be mad at me. Be mad at Juicy Smollett. Be mad at all of these people who keep doing stupid fucking race hoaxes like this. Don't be mad at me. I'm not doing race hoaxes. So I'm just calling out the race hoax. So I'm not going to buy any of these now. I'm not going to buy any of them. And again, you could thank all of these people for doing that. You can. Well, not that dude because he didn't do anything wrong. But you could thank this dude. You know, thank him. And go fuck yourself. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching the Video Support Channel. If you want to be kept up to date on race hoaxes, which is weird, hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.